Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. With the legislature in full swing, it's time to talk to Ray Hager, our reporter, also formerly of the Reno Gazette Journal, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with the legislature in session. I thought it was a good time to bring in Ray Hager, who reported for the Reno Gazette Journal for many years, longtime political correspondent for them, amongst many other jobs over his career. And, of course, our reporter. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Sam, it's great to see you. And here we go with another legislative session. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Ain't that tired
when it's done.
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, we'll be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning as we head down to Carson City. I wanted to start out with the gun background check bill, because that has already been explosive. But it was part of the Democrats' plan from day one. And an interesting bill because, during the vote around the state, 16 counties voted against it. One county, Clark County, voted for it with over 50%. That laid the groundwork. That's all that was needed. But it tells a big story about what's happening in our state now.
Well, yes, it does, Sam. It tells the story about how really the Nevada legislature, in some respects, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but it has become like an overblown Clark County commission. Most of the lawmakers, of course, are from Las Vegas because most of the population of Nevada is from Las Vegas or the surrounding Clark County area. And yes, you're right that every county except Clark County voted against the gun background check bill. This has been going on for a while, but I think that it really, really has taken hold this session with this vote on this particular issue. And I think that gun legislation will, because the legislature is so swayed toward Clark County because they have 80% of the population, is that you're gonna see that the tragedy on October 1st at the Route 91 festival is going to have perhaps a profound effect on this legislature like no one other before. Now, a few years ago, there was the shooting at the IHOP restaurant in Carson City, and some people thought that would be a spark of a lot of gun legislation. It was not, but the planets didn't line up the same way then as they do now. So with the Route 91 tragedy, the majority of Democrats from Clark County running the legislature. I see that this may not be the only piece of gun legislation that we see.
And rushed through at the beginning of the session to line up with the shooting anniversary at Marjory Stoneman High. And so,
yes,
that's a significant date. What does it say to you, you've dealt with the NRA over the years, about the power of the NRA versus the power of Mayor Bloomberg, former Mayor Bloomberg, and his influence with Everytown?
Well, I think the power of the NRA might be on the drop, I guess you could say. They've had a lot of, they've been connected to all this Russia investigation at the federal level, is that I just can't see that helping them. And on the state level, there's just too many Democrats for them to, I think, sway a vote. So I think their influence will be going down. You know, one thing that I want to say about this background checks bill is that Assembly, when Jim Wheeler, the minority leader in the lower house, said that, what's the rush? Why do we have to do this so fast? But I would like to remind Mr. Wheeler that in 2015, when the Republicans held majorities in both houses, they pushed through very early bills on prevailing wages and also on construction defects. So the Republicans listened to their constituency in 2015, and now the Democrats are doing the same thing in 2019.
Do you think that there's a danger in the Democrats going too far, that they could turn the tide for themselves because there would be such pushback from the Republicans? Because it seems in past election cycles, the Democrats have to have a reason to go out and vote. And if they don't have a reason to go out and vote, you can have 2016 all over again, where the Republicans took the majority of offices, period.
Well, I think that the Democrats would be best served if they played the game within the 35-yard lines, kind of in the middle of the field. And I've seen interviews with Calvin Atkinson, the Senate Majority Leader, warning fellow Democrats not to go too far over to the left because the blowback from the right would be coming. I don't know, maybe politics is changing in Nevada, going over more to the left, so I don't know about those warnings, how they will hold up through the session.
And it was interesting, when I interviewed Speaker Jason Frierson a couple of months back, he was talking about he just seems to be talking more in a statesman-like fashion than wanting to relitigate the session from 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think the Democrats in Nevada are best served if we just move forward and not try to open wounds that have healed up already. But saying that, the Democrats, their agenda has a lot of things that Republicans are not going to like. Collective bargaining for state workers, for example, minimum wage increases. They want a 3% teacher raises, 3% raises for teachers. So there's a lot of things that go against the GOP grain that the Democrats want to accomplish and have the majorities in both houses to do so.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ray Hager when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Hager, our reporter. And interesting already to watch Governor Steve Sisolak and how different he is from Brian Sandoval in terms of his relationship with the media, relationship with the legislature. You go back to Gwynn, Gibbons, Sandoval. Your thoughts on the differences you've observed so far between Governor Sisolak and his predecessors?
Well, I think he's probably, well, not probably, he is the most public governor going all the way back to the Kenny Gwynn days. I've seen him, I've seen photos of him on Twitter where he's standing at the lobbyist desks in the bottom of the legislature early on the opening day, just talking to anybody who comes by. I've seen him take selfies with Republicans such as Dr. Robin Titus of Yarrington. He's at the State of the City speech of the Reno mayor, Hillary Sheevy. I mean, the guy's everywhere. And I just haven't seen someone so accessible as he has. Now, Kenny Gwynn did go to the legislature a lot, but he had his people over there most of the time. Governor Gibbons, not too much at all. Brian Sandoval, yes, he was over there, but early in his career, he got a nickname of Bunker Brian for staying in his office when he was the Attorney General. So I don't think any of them so far can match Sisolak for his openness.
We used to joke about, you and I, about Kenny Gwynn, when he would come on Nevada Newsmakers, that he would do half an hour on the show and 45 minutes in the hallway, because he enjoyed the conversation and was not shy about that. And if you came across him, and he was all over Carson City, so if you came across him in a restaurant, he'd be happy to chat with you. And it's refreshing after the 8 years of the Sandoval administration, where Governor Sandoval, very nice guy, but just not particularly accessible to the media.
No. I think that Sisolak would be very accessible to the media. When I saw photos of him at the lobbyist desk, I just thought to myself, my gosh, you could go up right there and get a strong interview with the governor. I mean, he's right there with it seemed none of his blockers around to keep you away.
Well, he'll be on Nevada Newsmakers in March. We're working on a date for that. So he's already agreed to come on the show. So if I think he does three appearances on the show within the session, he'll have beaten Governor Sandoval's eight appearances in 8 years. And that's fine. Let's talk about sprinkle care. That was tried to be put through in the last session. The governor vetoed it. What do you think the changes are going to be, and how far do you think this is going to get this time around? Because it seems like it's got a much better chance of passing.
Well, you would think so. Of course, Governor Sandoval, when he vetoed this, it would be an expansion of Medicaid where people could buy in and get on a Medicaid kind of program. A program. Within Nevada, Governor Sandoval thought it was a good idea, but he was concerned about the details, because Carol Velardo will tell you the devil's in the details on this. So I'm sure it'll come back up again, this Medicaid for all kind of health insurance plan. Now, originally, Governor Sisolak said that he was all for it. But recently, he had an interview with John Ralston of the Nevada Independent, and he said it required further study He said, quote, it could introduce more uncertainty to an already fragile healthcare market. So if Governor Sisolak did veto Sprinkle Care, all I could say is that would be a big, big story and probably create quite a rift within the Nevada Democratic Party.
You know, the interesting thing about this is with Medicare, pretty much, I would say, probably 90% plus of practitioners take Medicare. But Medicaid, not so much. And I think that is going to be potentially the problem, is that they can pass a law, but if they don't force the medical profession to take Medicaid at that reimbursement rate, they're going to have a problem there.
Well, there may be a solution to that. Senator James Settlemyer, who is the minority leader in the Senate, of course, a Republican, he is proposing a plan where you could get on a Medicaid kind of program, but to make sure your doctor would take you, you could also supplement the payment to the doctor by paying out of pocket yourself. Like most of the bill would be paid for by the Medicaid or the insurance company, but perhaps a patient would have to pay a little bit out of his pocket, which would be a lot better than paying a whole lot out of your pocket. So we'll see how that thing goes. I think that Settlemyer, he's setting himself up to do a pretty good job for his constituency. I find it not funny, but I want to note that both minority leaders in the Republican Party come from Douglas County in northern Nevada.
And rural Douglas County. So Gardnerville, Minden area.
Yeah, I didn't know there was an urban Douglas County. I guess up at the lake or...
Well, up at the lake or the further you get into Carson City, you know, you're in, that's a pretty big shopping center there. But I mean, you know, James Settlemyer lives on a ranch. Jim Wheeler lives in Gardnerville. These are definitely not, you know, major urban areas. But James Settlemyer is an interesting character. I don't know of anybody that outworks him. I mean, whether he's at the legislature, he's still up at the ranch every day doing the ranching thing. You know, I mean, he just seems to be everywhere.
Yeah, the one bill that I like that he and Pete Goicoechea are proposing is that it would make most candidates would have to resign a seat if they file paperwork to run for another office. And I thought this was interesting because so many people in the state Senate traditionally have run for other offices when their term is only half completed. So if they lose, they can fall back and still be a state senator. Tick Sagerbloom is one that comes to mind.
Or you could be on the Clark County Commission, as Steve Sisolak would have been. He had 2 years still left to serve if he had not succeeded in his run for governor.
Yes, you're right. And same with State Senator Pat Spearman, who ran for Congress last year, but of course did not make it and has returned to the state Senate. So I just think that's a very interesting bill that seems to be targeting your fellow state senators.
Also, it would be interesting, and I'll ask him the next time he's on the program, to talk to Sig Rogich, who is the father of term limits in the state, to see what he thinks about that. Because I guess one of the unintended consequences of term limits was that people are constantly looking for their next job because they're going to run out of time in the current job that they have because of term limits.
Well, I don't see term limits going away. I mean, I think that some people see it as a bad thing, but I think you would have. It's not going to go away. I don't think Nevada voters.
And you know, on both counts, I think it's a terrible thing because we lost some great leaders with great institutional knowledge, and I totally agree with you. It's not going to go away.
But I don't think that he and Goicoechea's bill to make you resign if you file paperwork for another office is going to go anywhere, because look what that would do to all the. You know, the ambitions of all the people in the legislature now.
Yes.
You know, many of them see themselves as the next governor or the governor down the road a bit.
Yes, indeed. Let's take a break. More with Ray Hager when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Hager, our reporter, who covered the legislature for many, many years and continues to do so for us, which we're very grateful for. So tell me, the wackiest thing that never got into the paper when you were covering the legislature.
Well, I remember one time, it was the last day of the legislature, I think it might have been 05, 07. Kenny Gwynn was the governor, and there was an issue with education funding that forced the legislature not to end on time and had to go into a special session. And I think you had to wake the governor up, because when he came down to the legislature about 12:30 or whenever he came down, he was really grumpy.
In the morning.
Yes, 12:30 in the morning, yes. And he thought that then State Treasurer Brian Krolicki was somehow responsible or had something to do with this shutdown to wake him up out of his dream state. And he went up to, you know, Governor Gwynn was a big, big person, and he went up and grabbed the treasurer's arm, Treasurer Krolicki, and kind of shoved him up against the wall. And he said he didn't want him messing around and getting involved in this special session, because he wanted to end it quickly, and there were other people around. And I think Anjanette Damon had written about that, but I'm not sure. But I know that we talked about it on Nevada Newsmakers once with Treasurer Krolicki, and I don't mean to make light of him. It just, you know, it wasn't his fault. The governor saw him as maybe a roadblock to getting this done, and he, you know, grabbed his arm and put him up against the wall.
Well, at least it wasn't the 1800s when we had duels and knife fights in the legislature.
Right, up to the 60s, you know, you used to be able to get a drink at the legislature. I remember one lawmaker taking a break and coming back to the legislature really late at night, and obviously she was hammered, and she berated one of the reporters there. And I just watched that, and I thought, wow, that's... There was another time when Dina Titus used some profane language that I think didn't get into the paper, because the paper, you can't say those kind of things in the paper.
Well, you couldn't then, but I don't know about now.
Yeah, I guess now, with Twitter, I guess you could put it in.
And Dina Titus still says exactly what's on her mind, and I applaud her for that.
I love her. I think she's one of the most honest, sometimes brutally honest, politicians that we have, and she's taken on such a seat of stature within the House of Representatives now. leading the Nevada delegation.
Yeah, she's the dean of the Nevada delegation, and if she stays for one or two more terms, I mean, who knows where she could end up, but I mean, she is certainly rising through the ranks. All right, so closing moments here. Your favorite memory of covering the legislature?
Well, one that comes out is that I remember being there on it was the last night, and we're going into special session, and everybody had to wait around. You know, you couldn't go anywhere because you didn't want to miss anything, and it's like 5 in the morning, and everybody's waiting around 5:30, 6. And I was really hungry because, you know, I didn't eat the entire day before. And at 5, 6 in the morning, this was when Barbara Sagaski was still a state senator, she brought Egg McMuffins. And she gave me an Egg McMuffin. And that tasted like it came from Adele's, a gourmet breakfast. It was the best thing. And I'll always remember her kindness of that morning. You know, you may not agree with her politically, but she has a kind heart.
And an Egg McMuffin to end the show on. Thank
yes.
you, sir. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Looking forward to great coverage throughout the session.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Now you can subscribe to Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.